Matt Zias from King's Cross. This is the Rorschach Spain update from the 25th of June, 2026. Quick summary of what's going down in Spain. Kicking off this week, on Wednesday the 24th, the country experienced the most intense day of its first summer heat wave, with temperatures reaching up to 42 degrees centigrade, 107.6 Fahrenheit, and five provinces under red weather alerts. Unusually, the worst conditions are concentrated in northern regions such as the Basque Country in the north center and Calabria in the north, although the areas that are normally hit the hardest, including Andalusia, Extremadura, and Madrid, and the Ebro Valley, are also very hot. Nighttime temperatures are expected to remain above 25 degrees centigrade, which is 77 degrees Fahrenheit, providing little relief. Due to the extreme fire risk, many municipalities have canceled traditional San Juan bonfires, normally held on beaches and in public squares. Some cities, such as Bilbao, are permitting limited celebration, but under strict safety measures. Meanwhile, on Monday, the 22nd of June, the country opened applications for its 2026-27 subsidized holiday program for retirees, administered by IMERSO, the country's Institute for Older People and Social Services. The scheme offers 880,000 discounted holiday places, with applications remaining open until the 10th of July. The program is available to Spanish pensioners resident in Spain, certain pensioners from other EU-EEA countries, and Switzerland who are legally resident in Spain, and in some cases, Spanish citizens living abroad. Eligibility is limited to people who earn equal or below the amount of non-contributory retirement or disability pensions. Program is widely seen as a positive step towards social inclusion, enabling lower-income retirees to remain active, enjoy travel opportunities, and reduce the risk of social isolation without facing significant financial pressure. Moving to transport, on Wednesday the 24th, the country approved a major road safety reform that introduces stricter rules for electric scooters, cyclists, motorists, and pedestrians. It also sets the minimum age of 15 for riding electric scooters. And that's not all. From October 2026, users must also wear helmets, use lights, and wear reflective clothing at night or in poor visibility. Those using scooters for work will be required to wear effective vests at all times, with violations carrying on-the-spot fines of up to 200 euros. The reforms also strengthen protections for cyclists. Drivers overtaking cyclists must slow down by at least 20 kilometers, 12 miles per hour, below the speed limit and change lanes completely where possible. Cyclists will be allowed to ride in the center of urban lanes, while motorists must keep a minimum 5-meter following distance. For children and families, the legislation also formally recognizes vulnerable road users and introduces safe school routes, traffic-calmed corridors designed to help children walk or cycle to school more safely. Also on Wednesday the 24th, news outlet Reuters reported that the country is attracting a growing influx of wealthy foreign buyers seeking stable investments. According to the publication, the demand for luxury homes is rising in Madrid, Costa del Sol in the south, and other prime locations, primarily driven by investors from Poland, the U.S., and the Gulf states. Wars in Ukraine and the Middle East, along with political tensions in the U.S., have prompted many to diversify their assets. Southern provinces such as Malaga, Alicante, and the Balearic Islands, foreign buyers now account for nearly 40% of property sales, with Americans recently overtaking Britons on the Costa del Sol. While there may have been recent tangled measures aimed at taxing non-EU buyers buying second homes, the local planning restrictions, especially in highly populated areas, doesn't seem to have cooled the influx just yet. On with the World Cup update from last week. On Sunday the 21st, the national football team bounced back emphatically from their shock goalless draw with Cape Verde by beating Saudi Arabia 4-0. As predicted, teenage star Lamine Yamal dominated the first half. Yamal's opened the scoring of the 11th minute, becoming only the second player aged 18 or younger to score the first goal in the World Cup match following Pele in 1958. The results move Spain to the top of Group H and restores confidence ahead of a crucial clash with Uruguay this Saturday. Turning to construction, on Wednesday the 24th, news outlet Sur in English reported that the construction sector is warning of a slowdown in activity linked to the war between the U.S. and Iran and rising energy costs, and is urging the government to include support measures in its upcoming plans. According to industry employers, 56% of firms have already seen reduced activity as energy prices rise, putting pressure on projects. The sector has also highlighted Spain's worsening housing shortage, now estimated by the Bank of Spain at around 750 homes, which could grow further due to supply constraints. Despite this, construction groups say recent government packages have not included targeted support for the industry. Employers also warn of potential job risks in a sector that already employs around 1.5 million people, but still needs hundreds of thousands more workers to meet demand. Moving to digital, on Wednesday the 24th, the University of Zaragoza announced plans to strengthen its digital infrastructure by building two new data centers as part of a 1.5 million euro project aimed at improving processing power, storage capacity, and service reliability. The plan includes a main facility on the San Francisco campus and a backup disaster recovery center on the Rio Ebro campus, both in Zaragoza. The upgrade is designed to make the university system more resilient and ensure continuity of critical digital services, with both centers expected to become operational in 2027. For the country, this plan aims to strengthen public digital infrastructure and resilience across important institutions like universities, helping to modernize the country's broader education and technological systems for the future. Continuing with educational institutions this week, the result of Catalonia's university entrance exams has sparked concerns after mathematics scores fell sharply, with the average dropping from a generalized score of 6.12 to 4.18, the lowest level in a decade. The decline was seen specifically in scientific mathematics, while applied mathematics for social sciences remains relatively stable, suggesting an issue with the exam rather than with overall student performance. Teachers and experts argued that the exam was excessively long and difficult to complete within the 90-minute time limit. Raul Fernandez, a mathematics professor and FEMCAT representative, said many students were unable to finish. Some left the exam in tears, stressing that the drop in results could not be explained solely by student ability. The Catalan Ministry of Universities acknowledged the disappointing results, but defended the academic rigor of the exam design. The issue has also been debated in Parliament, with calls for a review of the way the exam is structured. Onto the ocean. This week, it was announced that a replica of the 16th century whaling ship San Juan is being built by artisans at the Albaola shipyard in Guipúzcoa in the Basque Country. The ship isn't just intended as a museum piece. It's said to be a fully functional reconstructed design to sail across the Atlantic, retracing the route taken by Basque whalers in the 1500s. Over 500 years ago, hundreds of sailors traveled to Labrador in Canada, where they built one of the earliest large-scale whaling industries in North America. The original San Juan sank in 1565 in a region called Red Bay, where it was rediscovered centuries later as one of the best-preserved shipwrecks in the world. Beyond history, the mission is about cultural connection, tourism, and shared heritage, reviving the forgotten maritime highway between two distant communities. And finally, writer Dermot Corrigan writes in the New York Times about the World Cup's rare unifying effect in Spain. He explores how La Roja becomes a shared national symbol across regions, often divided by politics and identity, from Catalonia to the Basque Country and Andalusia. During major tournaments, fans say club rivalries and political tensions fade as support rallies for the national team. The article also highlights how unity in the context of Spain's successful late 2000s era lifted national morale during economic hardship. To read the whole article, head to the show notes. And that's it for this week. Thanks for joining us. Anything to ask or tell us, email at info@rorschach.com. Hasta la próxima.